Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to this week's In the Know call. Got a lot to cover today. We'll be quick, but a lot of good stuff just happened over the last 24 hours, so we're going to get into it. First, again, this is the In the Know call. So the goal here for you new people that's on the call, our goal is to talk about what are the questions, issues that support and the field is facing, to make sure that we all have the same information, the same answer, and to give you the answers to help push that out to your downline. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Walter McFashion, manager of support, and today I'm joined by Sammy Shoup for our marketing department, and we're just going to jump right into it. So first, I'm going to have Sammy go over some IT updates. The first one I'm so excited about, and I think a lot of you are going to be happy.
Yeah, guys, so we've got some really cool stuff to go over with you. We have a new tool to help with importing contacts. So this tool is found in your relationship manager. So if you click on the relationship icon on the left side of your prompt editor screen, it'll take you into your contacts. And basically, we've now given you guys a ton more functionality, a ton of different ways to import your contacts, and you can even import into a group automatically. Yeah, this is a big deal. So make sure you go and check it out. So again, it's in the relationship manager in the prompt editor. You can import lists that include people's birth dates, spouse names, spouse birth dates, websites, emails, pretty much anything you can think of. You can now import those fields that are available in the relationship manager already. So you can import an entire list. You can also share contacts again. So if you need to share contacts with another referral partner or customer or anybody, you can share those again. And uploading directly to groups. Let's see, what else? It's just basically management of your contacts.
Yeah, I think the greatest thing is that you no longer have to go through the card sending process to get to the import. You can just go straight to the function by going to the relationship link. So that's there. Also, we've created a article on how to use the system. It's in our help center. After this call, I'm going to have someone, if Sammy or someone else, post in a Facebook group a link to the article so you guys can see that, share it, go play with it. I think you're going to like it a lot.
Yeah, so that's awesome. It just we've been going over this new import process internally for about a week, making sure that we iron out all the details for you guys. So we've already got to play around with it, and we're really excited about it. So make sure you guys go and check that out today. Last week, we told you about a problem with the sponsor selection on the join form. So if you were going to select a sponsor, unless the prospect, the customer, or new referral partner, searched for your name and clicked on it, it wasn't coding people directly to the right account. It was creating some orphan account. That has been fixed. So we shouldn't be running into that anymore. We'll be able to, you know, fix that issue now taken care of. So check it out. The next couple of items for our IT department. The first one is photo management. They're working on our photo management system just to make it easier, you know, just to make managing your photos easier. Just like we updated our, you know, contact, the relationship manager today so that you can manage your contacts easier. We're going to be doing that with photo management as well. So we'll let you guys know when that's been taken care of and that's been updated. They are also working on a referral partner hub. So this would be a place where all referral partners can go to view the link to the Revolution office, your, you know, some downline information, handle annual renewals, all of the, you know, all of that information would be in the referral hub. So the referral partner hub. So ITS has got those things going on. Those are the big items that they're looking to get launched in the next little bit. Again, we're still working on bugs, still working on normal everyday stuff, but these are the big items that they want to get launched for everybody. And now let's go over a couple things from my side of the building, the marketing department. So most of you will notice that if you go into our official Send Out Cards group, we have changed our group policy a little bit. Now, prior to the posting of any post in that group, it has to go through approval from our marketing team. So basically, if you want to make a post in our official group, you submit the post to us. It comes to the marketing team first, and then we allow it to go to the official group. As long as it follows all of our rules, guidelines, it's constructive, it's helpful. Anything that is, you know, it doesn't ask a specific question or is in any way demeaning toward any person or any entity, we won't allow those comments through. So just know that we've got that going. We have people that are watching it all hours of the day except for at night. So we do have to sleep every now and then. So at 9 o'clock every night is when we stop monitoring that group, and posts will be approved for the next day. So if you want to post something after 9 p.m. Mountain Time, it won't get approved until the next morning. So just keep that in mind a little bit with this new change. In that official group, you can also go and view our first Sock Weekly Facebook Live. So I mentioned last week that we were changing our leadership calls to our new Send Out Cards Weekly calls. Last night, Cody hosted the first one. It was a special Facebook Live. So it is available. The replay is available in the official Send Out Cards group. It's the very top post. It's the very top pinned post. So you can go take a look at it there. We will be getting it up on our webinar page a little bit later on. So we'll get that everywhere for you. But you can go view it in the official Send Out Cards group right now. In the group, you'll also find a replay of Jordan's call, which paired up really well with Cody, Dave, and Lyle yesterday. They talked about presenting the Send Out Cards opportunity, how to do that, the difference between our meetings and things like that. Jordan then expands on that and discusses the ways to promote and host online events for your prospects. So make sure when you're in that group to watch the last night's Send Out Cards Weekly call from Cody. It's at the very top of the group. And then search for Jordan Adler, and it's a link to his YouTube, and you can watch his interview there that discusses the best ways to promote and host online events. And that's it for the IT and marketing department. So, Walter,
good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you, Sammy. Again, guys, with the import improvements, so much easier. You're going to like it. Go try it. Again, we're going to put a link out there in Facebook to the article on how to use the new import feature. So go try it. If you like it, share it with your downline, with everybody out there so they know. Okay, a couple of things to cover. First, I want to talk about the 135 credit again. So remember, this is where anyone who's purchased a personal marketing or business bundle from January 1st through April 9th, they get a 135 credit towards, they can either purchase a 5-touch campaign from the campaign store, or one or 5-touch campaign from the campaign, they can purchase one 5-touch campaign from the campaign store, or they can use that credit towards the purchase of a ticket to a 2019 Elevate convention, one or the other. In addition, if the user also has upgraded or does upgrade to one of the new subscriptions, so the enhanced premium or enterprise subscription, then there are additional items that can be earned. Everyone who's eligible has been sent an email. If you or someone in your downline does not have that email, let us know and we will get it resent out. But the email has all the details, including a link to the form where you or the person can identify what they want to redeem, be it the commission ticket or be it the campaign from the campaign store. Next, one of the big things that we've gotten a lot of feedback on since we launched the new prompt editor is the look of the site, in particular, the coloring, in particular, the gray color on the site. A lot of people have said that gray is hard to see. You kind of have to squint unless you have a high resolution monitor. It's really, really hard to see. So we've heard you. Just want to let you know our IT team is currently working on an update for that. So we're going to change the color so it's easier to see, and everybody should be happy with that. So that's coming very, very, very soon. From support, and I'm just wondering if in the field you guys are getting this, because I'm sure you are, but from support, probably the number one question we still get on a daily basis, or what we have to explain on a daily basis, is still, what is a unlimited single send card, a free card? So I just want to remind everybody that an unlimited single send card can be a postcard, a flat card, a two-panel card, or a three-panel card. That is one, sent as immediate, two, sent to a single recipient, and three, it's printed on standard paper. Okay? So, meets those criteria, it's a free card. I think a lot of people are confused with if they're future dating a card, they think it's just going to be free. No, it's not immediate, so it's going to go out. Or they're sending multiple cards to, same card to multiple people, like a multiple campaign sent, unless you're on the enterprise subscription and you have the 100 free card stores or groups in, you're going to get charged for that. So again, a limited single send is immediate to a single person on and printed on standard paper. Anything else you're going to be charged for. Also, in terms of charge, just want to remind everybody, and if you can remind everybody out in the field, be sure to look at what you're being charged and how much you're being charged in the checkout process. So on the final screen, you should see the amount that you're being charged, be it points or credit card. So you know, we do get calls daily now and people saying, hey, I got charged $5 for this or $30 for this. Why is that? And we go and look and it was a legit charge. They're like, oh yeah, that's right. So I just want to make it easier for you and for support, just be sure to look at what information is there. And then if you do have any questions, let us know. Probably the one thing that most people are not realizing is that shipping is charged on cards. The only time that a stamp is not charged or you don't get charged for shipping is on the unlimited free cards. Any other card, you do get charged for the stamp. So just make sure that everybody out there is aware of that. Card history, we had a change that just happened as of this morning. If you are some of the people out there that still can go to the old site, you'll notice now if you go to card history, that link will get redirected to the new card history site on the prompt editor. So that's just part of the process as we slowly continue to streamline our services and we, you know, make a transition from the old site to the new. So anything that in the new that works, that is not necessarily needed to be in the old site, we're going to transition there. So just want to make sure that you're all aware of that. Support. Let's talk about support for a moment. I know one of the big problems, other than the site having issues, is that the fact that people are not able to get through to support quickly for help. Good news is hold times are going down. Yesterday, our average hold time was about 7.5 minutes, which is great, as opposed to the 20-minute average hold time, which means somebody waited 2 seconds. Somebody may have waited over an hour. But on average, this is where we are, so 7.5 minutes. So I'll take that any day over what we had over the last 3 weeks. So things are getting better. I think that the hold time is going down because, one, the site is getting better. People are using it and do not need as much assistance with us, so we're having less calls, so it's working. Support is more up to speed on the site, easier for us to go through issues with people on the call, so we're getting through calls more quickly. But are we there where we need to be? Do we still have hold times? Yes, but it's better. My recommendation right now, first hour of the morning, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., and then the last hour of the day, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., Mountain Time, is when we have the least hold times. So if you want to get to us quickly, call us first thing or towards the end of the day, and we'll get there. And I think that's it. That's all the updates that we have. Hopefully this information has been useful. Again, about the import process, look for our Facebook notice on the link to the instructions on how to do that. That should be going up within the next 30 minutes. And share that. And more improvements are coming, guys. We're making it happen day by day. So thank you for your patience. You got the information. Go out and share it now with the world. Remember, we are going to post this call like we do every week. I'm in the Resource Center, and we'll have another live call next Tuesday. We'll just do a replay of this one this coming Thursday and have another live call next Tuesday. A lot of you out there are waiting for responses from me directly on some issues you sent me. I'm going to dedicate the rest of the day to responding to them. Sorry, I've been a little backed up, but I'm going to get to you hopefully today on answers or, hey, we're looking at two and we'll get back to you. But I'm going to go through all the emails today if you're looking for a response. And I think that's it. I want to thank you guys for joining us. Get the word out there, guys. And that's it. So we'll see you all next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Bye.